Not one Democrat presidential candidate defended Israel during rocket attacks. By Joel B. Polak on May 6, 2019. Not one of the more than 20 candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 2020 tweeted this past weekend about the nearly 700 rockets that Palestinian terrorists in Gaza launched against Israel over 2 days. A ceasefire between Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization that controls the Gaza Strip, and Israel went into effect Monday morning. But in the nearly 2 days since the Palestinian attacks started, killing 4 Israelis, not one Democrat saw fit to comment on social media about the subject, and there are scant signs any commented elsewhere. President Donald Trump and his administration pledged their full support for Israel's strikes in self-defense. Trump tweeted, "Once again, Israel faces a barrage of deadly rocket attacks by terrorist groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. We support Israel 100% in its defense of its citizens." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, May 6, 2019. "To the Gazan people, these terrorist acts against Israel will bring you nothing but more misery. End the violence and work towards peace, it can happen." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, May 6, 2019. The silence of the Democrats was first flagged by retired New York Assemblyman Dov Hykind, who has been a fierce critic of his party's anti-Israel drift in recent years. He tweeted, "After more than 500 rockets were fired by Hamas terrorists at Israel, killing 4, not a single Democratic candidate for president has issued a statement or said a word on it. Shame on it, the Democrats. The whole lot of them. pic.twitter.com/rn9r1k0m3. Dov Hykind, at Hykind Dov, May 5, 2019. Breitbart News reviewed the Twitter feeds of every Democratic presidential candidate and found no comments about the situation in Gaza and Israel. However, more than half a dozen did tweet Ramadan wishes at the start of the annual Muslim Holy Month. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.